Atris bit her lower lip and glared at him. Then, perhaps realizing that answering his questions was the quickest way to get him to leave, she began to speak.
Mitra was much closer to the mass shadow generator than you were. She felt the shockwave. It nearly killed her, left her vulnerable. At the same time, she felt the deaths of the Mandalorians and her fellow soldiers through the Force. It was all too much to bear in her weakened state. It would have killed her.
She paused for emphasis before continuing.
Instinctively, she protected herself the only way she knew how. She cut herself off from the Force. Permanently.
I'm sorry, Revan said sincerely. I had no idea.
Really?
Atris replied angrily.
Then why did you and Malak leave her behind when you went into the unknown regions? You realized she was of no further use to you, and you abandoned her. That's why she came back to the Order to face judgment.
I didn't see that in your report. Is that fact or just speculation? Her refusal to speak was reply enough. Even if what you say is true, Revan continued, I'm not the same man anymore. Is it right to still hold me accountable for those crimes?
A Chalarax can't change its spots,
she muttered under her breath. Revan was too busy trying to process all he had learned to react to her comment. If Mitra was cut off from the Force, that would explain why he hadn't been able to sense her presence. That meant she could still be alive somewhere. She might still know something that could help him understand the meaning of his vision. Do you know where she went? He asked. I need to speak with her.
Haven't you done enough already?
Atris demanded.
It's your fault she defied the Council and betrayed the Order. It's your fault she fell to the dark side and was branded the Exile. It's your fault she cut herself off from the Force. For a Jedi, that's a fate worse than death.
I've come closer to death than most, Revan countered. And I can assure you that's not true. Atris snorted in contempt.
That is the difference between us. I live for the Force. You live for yourself.
Revan shrugged, knowing a philosophical argument wasn't going to get him any closer to finding Mitra. Whatever you think of me, he said, I did not compel Mitra into any of this. She made her own choices, and it should be her decision now if she wants to speak to me again, not yours. If you know where she is, you have to tell me.
I haven't spoken to her since her trial,
Atris answered through gritted teeth, and Revan knew she was telling the truth.
I do not know where she went, and I hope I never see her again. The Exile betrayed the Order, as did you. You're not welcome here. Go back home to your wife.
Atris spoke the last word with such venom she nearly choked on it. Revan said, wagging his finger at her. There is no emotion. There is peace. Her lip curled up in a snarl, and she spun on her heel and stormed out of the room. Revan waited until the sound of her feet on the stairs faded, then sat slowly back down in the chair. With Atris gone, he could let his sarcastic mask slip. Despite what he'd said to her, he couldn't help but feel responsible for Mitra. He'd refused to give Atris the satisfaction of seeing his guilt and grief, but now that he was alone, the emotions came flooding to the surface. Most of his specific memories of Mitra were gone. He could recall only disjointed bits and pieces, but she had once been one of his closest friends, and he still felt a powerful emotional connection to her. Slumping forward, he buried his face in his hands. He expected tears to follow, but that didn't happen. Instead, he just felt a hollow, numbing sorrow. After several minutes, he took a deep breath to collect himself and rose to his feet. Then he headed out the archive's door and down the stairs. He'd come to the temple in search of an old friend and confidant, hoping she could help him understand the dreams that plagued his nights. Instead, he'd found a dead end and learned the grim truth about the one they called the Exile. "No wonder I never come here anymore," he grumbled under his breath, as he made his way across the courtyard and headed for the exit.